Good morning. We are studying Masechta Shabbos. We are in the middle of Mishnayos, Perek Yud, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. And in this particular point, our Mishnah is coming to teach us that if the intention, the Melechus Machashebes, of the one who was carrying was not achieved, he meant to do a Shmira that was going to be ideal, and what wound up happening was of a lower deal, he would be Pater Midareisa. It says the Mishnah, Miskavin Lahotzi Lefanav Abalo Lachorav. What happens if a person means to carry in a way where he's going to be watching it more clearly because it's going to be open in front of him? And the thing switched around, and now it's behind him. So he's going to be Pater in such a situation because his intent was not achieved. His intent was a higher level intent, or for a higher level Shemira, and now it was not achieved. Now, the truth of the matter is, if it was Lachorav, if he meant to carry it behind him, Ubalo Lefanav, and now it was done in front of him, so Chayev in that situation is going to be Chayev. Be'emes Amru, they said Be'emes, right? Ha'isha hachogeres besinar, when you have a woman who's wearing her apron, so it doesn't matter, bein milfanah, bein milachareah, it doesn't matter whether she's wearing it in front of her or behind her, if she is carrying something in the apron on Shabbos, chayev, she's going to be chayev, shekein roi lios chozer, because the style of an apron is to spin around on the person, and so she knows that, and still she decided to carry. And so in such a situation, she would be chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achman Kabli Pitkin, letter carriers have the same situation because the bag of the letter carrier is constantly moving as well. Okay, so that's the first Mishnah. Now the Mishnah wants us to come and deal with what happens with carrying that's done by two people. Hamotzi kikar l'rishus harabim, if a person carries a loaf of bread to a public domain. So we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, such a person is going to be chayev. He's going to be chayev. Now, hotziyu shnayim, what happens if two people carry it? Peturin, so in that situation, since the work is certainly not something that needed to be done by two people, that's called a shinoi. And in such a situation, if in such a situation they'd be exempt, because the Torah uses the language in next week's parashim, nefesh achas tachakata bishgaga, basosa achas mimitzos Hashem, basosa, which seems to imply you have to do the entire action, not part of it. Now, lo yachol echad lo tzio, if the item that was being carried was a two-man job, lo tziu shnayim, and then two people carried it, so chayav, so then they would be chayav. Why? Because everyone did all the work that they're supposed to do. Reb Shimon poter, Reb Shimon said you'd still be poter, since it's not ba'as osa. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon, because everyone did as much as they could. Hamotzi ochlim pachos mikashir bikli. What happens if we learn that if somebody carries foodstuffs that were less than the size that was supposed to be carried, but it was carried in a kli, right? So pater afal kli shakli tfelalo, you'd also be exempt on the kli because the kli is considered secondary. So it's like my son asked me last week, what happens with milk in a milk bottle? So the milk bottle is tufel to the milk. Right, as hachai b'mita, if a person is carrying a living item, say a living person, so pater af al amita, the person would be exempt from carrying the bed shamita tfelalo, because the bed is secondary to the person. However, as hameis b'mita chayev, if you're carrying a person, a person who's passed away, in the bed, then you would be chayev. And why is that? Because at that point in time, it's not tafel, the mita is not tafel to the mace. V'chein kazayis min ha-mace, v'kazayis min ha-nevela, the same thing would be true for the kazayis min ha-mace and the kazayis min ha-nevela, right? V'chadash min ha-sheretz, or a lentil, a size of a lentil from a sheretz, you would be chayev. Why? Because the kazayis, which is the size of tumah by a mace and a nevela, and the Hadasha, which is the size of Tumas Sheretz, those things are going to be considered also the sizes for carrying on Shabbos, because you are going to save yourself from Tumah in the process. And Reb Shimon Poter, Reb Shimon says, even if you carry the mace, you will be exempt. Why? Because it's a malach she'in etzrich l'gufa. Carrying the mace is not for the benefit of the mace. And so in such a situation, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that malach she'in etzrich l'gufa, is going to be Potter. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.